In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we're already upon the very threshold of Lent. The Triodium begins next week, four Sundays before Lent. And I've always considered this to be also a Sunday before Lent, the Sunday of Zacchaeus, since it precedes the publican and the Pharisee. It's about a publican. Let us look at this story, which is a real event, with real people. Let us look at it mystically. Let us consider the human press to be the press, to be the human condition. Look at how they were. They're pressing about Christ. It's disorganized without really any real focus. And look at what kind of people they were. When Zacchaeus was told to come down, they murmured. They slandered him. This is the human condition in microcosm. All around Jesus, but not being touched by Jesus. Not having their hearts changed. That's the way most people are. Because remember, the way is broad that is to hell. The way is narrow that is to salvation. The press is in the broad way. But that doesn't mean they're not around God. That doesn't mean they don't think of themselves as Christian or as good people. But they're not changing. Zacchaeus was one of those people of the press. He was a tax collector. Therefore, almost by definition, he would have been a greedy man. Because the people that were tax collectors had political influence. They became tax collectors through bribes, and they collected much more than the Romans needed so that they could pad their own pockets. They were corrupt officials, and they were hated by the Jews. Yes, they were children of Abraham, as the Lord says, but they were hated children of Abraham. They were rich, but they were despised because of their greed. So he was right in there with the press. He wasn't a good person. Oh, he had strivings to know God, just like all of us and everybody in the press does. But the problem is that his passions kept him from fulfilling this, like most people. Milling about Christ, but not really seeing him. Not really hearing his voice, hearing his message. Remember the press that heard, that saw the miracle of the five loaves and the two fishes, and only slightly later on they asked the Lord to show them a miracle, to show who he was? People that were around Christ, but not touched by him. And so it was with Zacchaeus, until one day he had this great desire to see Christ. So because he was small, he had to climb up into a tree. He wanted to change. He had no idea how to change at this point. He didn't really know what he was doing. He just wanted to see Christ. He'd heard of him. Something touched him about Christ. So then he got above the press, out of the way of the press. This is the only way to be saved. We follow the way humanity lives, we will die. We must be above this. We must look upwards and look to Christ. So Zacchaeus is in the tree, and the Lord comes to him. And I think this is the thing I want to focus on the most. What our Lord did for Zacchaeus. What we should do. He looked up and he says, Zacchaeus, come down. He didn't say, you really look foolish up there. He didn't ignore him. He didn't press on. You can bet that when he stopped, there was pressure to have him keep moving. And probably people saying, well, why are you stopping? And everything like that. Don't pay attention to him. And he told Zacchaeus to come down so he could be in his house. He encouraged him. He took what little Zacchaeus was giving and he accepted it. I would say that if we are to be out of the press, then let us emulate our Lord right here. Everyone is in need of encouragement. I have discovered as a priest that the number one thing that I can do for people besides pray for them is encourage them. It's number one. And this is what Christ did to Zacchaeus. He looked up at him, made eye contact, and showed that he accepted him. And so Zacchaeus goes to make a feast for the Lord in his house joyously. But then the press comes, and the press is murmuring. Zacchaeus hears it. The Lord hears it. It's like a big buzz, like bees buzzing, of all these negative things being said about Zacchaeus. And they were all true. Because until that day, he was a lamentable person. The Lord accepted his gesture. He encouraged him. I ask you, what would our lives be without encouragement? Of course, the Lord encourages us. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Spirit of God crying, Abba, Father, to us. That is great encouragement. But also the Lord requires of us that we encourage one another. This is a sign of love. And we are to be known by our love. I submit to you that Zacchaeus could not have changed unless the Lord had encouraged him by his gestures, by his words, by his eyes. This is what we must do too. Because we're like Zacchaeus. Now, it just so happens that when you give money, you have a loss. Because you give someone $10 and now you are lacking $10. You give someone an apple and you no longer have an apple to eat. But if you give someone of yourself, you have no loss. Instead, you have increase. If you give to someone of your heart, of your love, and encouragement, and help, whatever they need, then you will have no loss. But instead, you will be encouraged. This is what the Lord did for Zacchaeus. Because he is showing us the way of life. The way of life is to love one another, including the bad ones, including the ones that are, I can't believe that person would ever be darken the door of a church kind of people. Those kind of people. The odd ones. The ones we don't like. The ones that are unreliable, that are dishonest. The ones that if we help them, we know they'd never help us. Perhaps some of those people are Zacchaeus a week, a month, a year before he climbed the tree. And they need a hand up. They need help in some way. Zacchaeus changed because the Lord accepted him. Now, he had a long ways to go after that. I personally think that the parable of the publican and the Pharisee, at least in a mystical way, is certainly about Zacchaeus too. And look what happened. He's accepted by the Lord, but shortly thereafter he goes to the temple and he cries out, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He feels the weight of his sin. He feels how evil he has lived. But he comes away justified because the Lord, the Holy Spirit, encourages, speaks to us, and accepts our gestures, pitiable though they may be, small though they may be. He accepts them. So we must be with others. And I've told you before, And they even wrote about it just a little while ago on the blog and kind of changed it up a little bit. If you cannot stop sinning, at least be kind. This is the mark of a Christian, to be kind. Our Lord was kind. He went to the outcast of society. He went to the tombs where those who were possessed by demons and healed them. He went to a woman who was an outcast among her own people, much less among the Jews. I speak of the Samaritan woman. And he heard her out and he spoke to her. And he showed her the way. It was very odd in that day to speak to a woman like that. And it was downright crazy in that day to go by the tombs where those crazy possessed people were. And it would be considered a faux pas to go and to a tree and to ask someone to come down who is obviously a terrible sinner. These events in our Lord's life are recorded, and many more besides, to show the way we are to live. Perhaps you cannot pray with great fervor. Perhaps you can't quite extinguish that passion of laziness in your heart. But you can be kind. Look what kindness did here. Zacchaeus was encouraged so much that he fully repented in front of everyone. Because although others were not accepting him, the Lord did. And that encouraged him. I say, if you cannot stop sinning, be kind, encourage others. Especially the weird ones. Especially the ones that don't look like they're going to get it. Especially the ones that are not going to help you. Especially the ones that you have a poor opinion of. Let's emulate our Lord. He spoke to a criminal and said, I will be at your house today. Knowing that this encouragement would spur him on to fully repent of his sins, to declare them before everyone, and to change his life. That's the beginning of the story. We see perhaps the middle of the story when he was in the temple begging the Lord for forgiveness. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the end of the story is the man who's fully cleansed and fully at peace and fully knowing the Lord. I would dare say that Zacchaeus knew about encouragement and distributed it to others. Because it must be this way. We love him because he first loved us. So Zacchaeus was loved by God. Zacchaeus was accepted by God. So we must accept others. We must go out of our way to accept others. There's people up in trees that we need to call down. That we need to look for. We need to journey and find them. Because if we live like this, we will be like Christ. And we will be changed. And you'll never suffer any loss for being kind to someone. Don't ever let the devil make you believe that. Oh yes, you can be kind to people that will hurt you in return. That's true. You can give money to people and they won't give it back. You can be kind in the office to someone and they can go behind your back and do something really that harms you. It's true. But you'll never suffer loss from kindness, ever. Because with kindness comes becoming more like God. And that's where encouragement, self-encouragement, or I shouldn't say self-encouragement, the encouragement of ourselves comes in. Because the encouragement is coming from God. His grace filling us because we have loved. Truly, the story of Zacchaeus is a remarkable story. And for me, the operative word here is encouragement. The Lord encouraged him. The Lord accepted him. As I've told you before many times, read the Scriptures for what the example that they give, for how we should live, for how we should not live, for what we should say or not say, for what we need to improve. And this is a perfect story to apply these ideas, these principles. Let us not be like the press, but let us go to the press. Let's encourage one another. Now this can take many forms, of course. Directly, helping people, but also prayer for them. Also making sure never to let anything pass your lips that is evil about them. Because if you slander, eventually they will know. Maybe not from you, but they will feel it. Just as Zacchaeus felt it. He felt those slanders. And if the Lord had not been there with him, he might have crumbled and thought, I'm lost. I'm a criminal. I'm a thief. I defraud widows. This is who I am. What in the world do I think I'm doing? And he would go back to his former life. But the Lord accepted him. So let us encourage one another. Because this is the way of life. Oh yes. We can speak about the beauty of prayer and about all of the virtues. But if we cannot love one another, then we are nothing. And the Lord shows an application of this love. We can't say that we love one another and yet not search out for ways to help one another. Remember, we're also Zacchaeus, right? We also have his problems. And the Lord is encouraging us. So let us be like Zacchaeus after he changed. Let's not be like the press. Let's not be like the person who looks in a mirror when he walks away and he forgets what he looks like. He forgets what he's like. Let's not be like the one who is forgiven 10,000 talents. The one who's forgiven 10,000 talents and doesn't forgive his brother who owes his paltry sum. Let's remember that the Lord has called us down from the sycamore tree and said that he would be in our house. So let's pass on that encouragement to other people by the way we live. And God will save us and others whom we touch by his grace. Amen. This homily was given by Priest Seraphim Holland at the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church in the Dallas, Texas area. All rights are reserved. All of our homilies, both text and audio, are archived on our website. We also have an RSS feed of audio homilies and a blog called Redeeming the Time, in which we post original material on the Scriptures, Lives of the Saints, and Pastoral Reflections. All these things may be found with links on the front page of our church's website, in addition to many other spiritual materials. The URL is http://www.orthodox.net. That's orthodox.net. Again, the URL is http://www.orthodox.net. May God bless you and help you in all things.